Holly Tripp joins us right now, and we're really excited about this. Just as that song put you in a good mood, music can do a whole bunch, can even heal you and put you in that direction. She's written a book called Stories of Music, Volume 1, which means that there, I think, will be a Volume 2 that will come out that she's working on now. Holly, good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
Real pleasure to have you on WAMV. Thanks so much for joining us. You were in the corporate world for a long time, and then you quit to write this book. How did that happen?
Well, that's right. I have been passionate about music my entire life, and I really loved working in the corporate world. I was a marketer and copywriter, but I wanted to take all of my passions and my talents to merge it into this one book that would inspire people. And so I had some stories that I had heard that intrigued me, and I really wanted to take the time to put this together. And the book actually involves stories from authors and artists from around the world. There's more than 40 authors from 11 countries that are involved in this project.
Now, you really got into this sort of big time, and I understand you received more than 1,000 submissions.
That's right. It was really shocking to get that kind of response in just a couple of months, really, and had to narrow that down.
It was just that people had favorite songs, or the songs had done so much to them, or how did that, or had some of them already been written down, or what inspired all of that?
So the stories really are across the board. You have stories about certain musicians. There's a story by an author who wrote about his experience as a journalist having an opportunity to meet Glenn Campbell. It's very touching. It was shortly after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That's a really touching story. You also have stories from, there's one called A Blues Man in Bosnia, who tries to unite people through music during the Bosnian War.
Oh, wow.
Literally walks out to the front lines of the war and starts playing the blues. I mean, it's really amazing. And you have another story of a woman who's teaching Mozart to prison inmates. I mean, it's just a wide range of stories from people.
Wow, that really is. You mentioned Glenn Campbell. I went to college in Nashville, and we had a college radio station at Vanderbilt, and there was a program that we had every Friday night, and a lot of people would come by from time to time, and one of them was John Hartford, and he was the one who wrote Gentle on My Mind. Well, at the end of the program, towards the end, he said, "I've just written a new song and never played this before in public," and he proceeded to play Gentle on My Mind, and
wow.
The rest is kind of history, but I remember that vividly. When that happened, I thought, what a great song. I hope that makes it.
Yeah, and that's actually what the name of that story is called, because that was a song that was very important to the author and his family. Like, they were all very big fans, and that was very much a favorite song of theirs as well.
Yeah, yeah. Glenn wrote so many songs, and he wrote Less of Me was one of his big songs that he wrote, and in fact, we often close our program out with that.
Nice.
Here today. What are some of the other stories that you have in the book?
Well, there is a story about the UROC Foundation is an organization that was founded by a gentleman named Joseph Pinola, and he has struggled with depression quite a bit throughout his life, and finding some solace in music and having that really help him to cope with his depression, he started to think, this is something other people should be taking advantage of as well, other people who are struggling with depression. He really wanted to help people. So being somebody who works in the music industry, he has had an opportunity to form relationships with a lot of rock musicians, and many of whom who also have struggled with depression and who have been helped have really healed through music. And so what he does is he interviews these musicians and he shares those as part of the UROC Foundation to encourage people that they're not alone. And it also helps to battle some of the stigma around depression. So this story is really about him and how he came to form this organization. And that story is called Beyond the Sand.
Yeah, I remember in this kind of the Bible stories about David, King David, that when he was a youth, that he was actually brought to King Saul to play his harp, because King Saul was kind of manic depressive, and every time he got in a really bad mood, he'd have David play his harp, and that got him out of the bad mood. So same idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very powerful. It can really help us in so many different ways.
The first written piece in the book is called If These Walls Could Sing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I really wanted to start with this story, and it is a poem, and you also have the author who has recorded a reading of the poem, and I'll explain how that works. But this is a great way to open the book because he really talks about the possibilities of music, and he does that through, you know, visualizing being in an old home and just imagining the music that has been sung or shared throughout that house over the course of the years. And so that's why he says if these walls could sing, you would hear ballads of birthdays, you know, years gone by. It's a really beautiful story. But with the audio piece, so just to explain, this is a print book, but there's also a companion web edition. So that allows people to experience some of the audio and video pieces that accentuate the stories.
Oh, wow.
And people, sorry, go ahead.
No, that sounds great.
It sounds a little different. It's definitely not your typical book, but people can access that through their mobile device by scanning QR codes, and there's also URLs that are available, but it's free to access, so people can go check that out and get the full part of the story that really, you know, it really takes these stories beyond the page.
Oh, wow. That is really great. Now, the way you set up the book, it seems to move through time. There seem to be songs that really affect us in different ways depending upon our age. At least I found that to be the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way I wanted to set it up. I originally tried to put these in different categories, all of the stories kind of putting them into these little compartments, but it didn't work that way because what I found is that a lot of these stories really were over the course of our lives. How we were experiencing them, it made more sense to lay it out that way. So yeah, you'll have stories about music and how people come to learn about music for the first time and how they experience it maybe with their families and in their own cultures. And then it goes on to tell stories about how we grow up with music and even in our, you know, final days, how important music can be in our lives.
Well, it certainly can. Wow. What's your own musical background?
Well, I came from a very musical family. So my parents both played guitar and would sing to us when we were growing up. I have several siblings, and one of my brothers and I would play and sing a lot when we were growing up, and so I've just kind of carried that on, and I continue to write music of my own, mostly as a hobby, and it's really just therapeutic for me, but it's also quite passionate, and which is why we have this book. It's something that I really appreciate the power of music.
Yeah, it certainly is. What are some of your, do you have any stories yourself in there of this is an anthology pretty much from other authors, but do you have any yourself included in the book?
Yeah, well, not the only parts of my story that are included are in the preface, and I talk about how part of what brought me to this project was my brother, who I mentioned. It passed away unexpectedly in a car accident in 2008, and that was a very tragic time in my family history. But one way that I was able to really cope with that was through music, and because we had such a musical relationship, I did a lot of writing music the year that he passed, and it was pretty amazing. It was like connecting with him again and having an opportunity to say goodbye to him through the songs that I was writing, and it was just a very intense time in my life, and it really helped me to see how important music was, not only in my life, but in my family's lives. And I think that really was one of the big reasons why this book came to be.
Yeah, I've heard it said that within a country, that if a country is going through difficult times, the music that it's producing in all genres gets better, actually.
Yeah.
And I think that that can certainly happen from a personal standpoint, can't it? That things just, if you're going through something, one of the healing processes probably is to write songs, if you can.
It really is. And whether you write music or, you know, you listen to it or experiencing music when you're going through a difficult time can really, I guess it doesn't always heal, but it at least is comforting. and is something that we can all just hold on to and help us remember the good times, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. And that's why they have stations that call themselves good time oldies, I guess.
That's right.
Now, your book has won a couple of awards, I guess, hasn't it?
It has. It's won 3 awards. It was the third place grand prize winner for the Next Gen Indie Book Awards, and it also won the anthology category for them, and then also a Colorado Book Award.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thanks so much.
So what's going to happen next? You're working on another volume, volume 2?
That's right. I'm putting the final touches on it as we speak. It should be available in November. So I'm very looking forward to sharing those stories, a whole other collection of great experiences.
A whole another 2,000 submissions or 1,000 submissions?
I did get another 1,000. That's right.
Wow.
It's crazy. The stories just, they continue, right? Stories of music will always be.
You know, one of the things that happened when I was in Nashville, this is kind of, I don't know, there's a song in everybody, I suppose. And when I was working in my first radio station, the engineer at the radio station had a vacation. He said, "How'd you like to fill in for me at Music City Songcrafters?" And I said,
"Wow.
Okay." Well, it paid an immense amount of money. I mean, just at the time, you know, it was like $20 an hour when the minimum wage was like 96 cents. And I went over there, and it was funny because all these people were sending in all these poems. And it was one of these things where they'd advertise on the radio and say, "If you write songs, send it to Poem, P-O-E-M." and they'd put music to it. But it was kind of amazing because people were writing about all kinds of things, and some of the lyrics were pretty atrocious, but they'd get a couple of singers to sing it, and it had a musical background, ended up sounding pretty good. But
it put some talent behind it, and it can,
yeah,
can fly, right?
Yeah, it was kind of amazing, and some of them were just, "Oh, I see you are here in Tennessee, oh, you and me," you know, it's really pretty
wow
terrible, but everybody really probably does have a song in their heart, or they at least appreciate certain things and can relate to songs in a way that really probably brings out something in all of us.
I agree. And I think that something about this book that, you know, I wanted to capture is, you know, a lot of people, we often think that we know all there is to know about music and what people's experiences might be. But in fact, there are so many surprising experiences that people are having out there that there really is there's some really great stories to listen to and to read about, and so I hope that people appreciate the variation of stories that are presented in this book.
Yeah, certainly so. So how can they get a hold of the book?
They can go to storiesofmusic.com, and that's where Volume 1 is available. Volume 2 is available for pre-order there as well, and I do future volumes, the submissions are happening on that website as well.
Great, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much, Holly, for being with us. I really have enjoyed this, and thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your wonderful project with us, and I hope it becomes a million seller.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day. We'll look forward to maybe talking to you again when book number 2, volume 2 comes
that
out.
That would be great. Yeah, you have a great day as well.
Thank you. Holly Tripp on AM 1420 talking to us from Colorado. The book is the winner of the 2016 Colorado Book Award in the anthology category. Once again, it's Stories of Music, Volume 1. AM 1420, 9 minutes before the hour. Let's get back to some more music after this word for Driscoll.